The first time I see the house, it's as it swallows my father. I count to three, Dad's strategy for doing things I'm not ready to do, and make myself look up. The sound of something rattling in a hastily packed box behind me has stopped. I've carefully kept my eyes on my phone, scrolling Tumblr, but I can't avoid it anymore. I sit here watching motes of dust drift in the slanting afternoon light. The front door is even ringed in red like a mouth. Not a bloodied mouth, nothing monstrous. Nor are the two dormer windows at the top in any way aggressive. They droop. The house looks like it tried, but that it had found whatever it tried just too hard and it quit. I can kind of relate to that. New house, new city, new school. Again. I hope I do better than the house did. Sam! Dad sticks his head out the door to holler. You've gotta come see this place! He's so excited about it. I've seen pictures, of course, but he insists they don't do it justice. I push a lock of lavender swirled hair out of my face and open the car door. Outside, the wind is chilly, and I'm amazed that I can smell the ocean. The salt tang to the air and the brisk winter wind wake me right up. I shouldn't be surprised to smell the sea. It surrounds Astoria on all sides. There's even a damp palm tree in the yard next door. Aren't we fancy? I like it. There's no one around, but it's Wednesday afternoon, so I guess people are still at work. Just as I think it, I see a person with a backpack covered in She-Ra and Steven Universe patches and pride flags turn the corner onto our new street. I'm pretty sure I feel their eyes on me as they look over their shoulder and I hurriedly turn away, even though I want to know if I saw right. I thought I saw the telltale pink-purple-blue of the bi flag. I don't want to get my hopes up. Maybe I didn't see what I thought I did. It was just a glance. I'm used to being the only queer in the room, the only one who was out anyway. And in Portland, I was still too terrified to even register that wasn't true anymore. Tapping my thumb against my iPhone screen, I trot up the few steps to the house. I close my eyes on the top step. The floors over the threshold are dark hardwood, maybe walnut. Even from here, I get a whiff of newish paint, the smell fading but not gone. The foyer's mostly offset by pale light coming through the windows. The house is oriented north-south, and I wonder what it'll be like in the golden hour if the sun ever really comes out here. I can see it behind my eyes, all warm orange, turning the dust motes to sparks instead of sparkles. Sam! Dad calls my name again. He's upstairs from the sound of it. I open my eyes and let the house swallow me too, stepping over the threshold.